Hello, and thanks for joining me today. You are listening to Alive with Dr. Namira. Over the last decade, I've spent my days taking care of mostly women who not only have aches and pains, but who've also spent the last decade or two putting their career and family first. I stand for a world where we can live our passions and purpose all out without the fear of our physical bodies giving out. I've created this podcast, Alive, always living in vibrant energy, as a quick way for you to learn more about your body. This really is a no-frills, get-the-information-out-there podcast, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. As an upper cervical chiropractor, I regularly take care of many different types of people at varying degrees of health, and over the upcoming episodes, we'll discuss many types of things that can be reduced or eliminated when you can rebalance your health at the level of the brainstem. So today, I first wanted to start by saying thank you. We are at our very last podcast of 2020, and I wanted to just share my gratitude to all of you who've been listening this year as I learn how to podcast, come up with different topics. I think I have varying degrees of length in my podcast, and it's been a journey to see what I like to share about, how I tend to ramble sometimes, and I hope that you've enjoyed it, and I really do appreciate all of you that listen regularly. So I seem to have started a pattern in the last few months where in the second half of the month, I'll start to share tips on different aspects of health. And so today I wanted to share something that I thought would be beneficial as we head into the new year. So many people start to make up New Year's resolutions as they head into the beginning of the year. And unfortunately, almost a week into the new year, most people have already actually given up on their resolutions. And exercise and health-related goals are at the top of most people's resolutions, and they're usually never met because of one of two reasons. They're either usually too general or they're not realistic, right? And so to set yourself up for success in this upcoming year, I want you to throw out what you've already written, and I want you to try again. So we can try right here, right now. And we're going to do it with just one. I'll give you an example as we go through. And then for any and all of your goals or you know, things that you want to have success in this year, I want you to try and do it this way. And this system was brought to me by one of my mentors, and it's been working very well for me for the last few years in terms of my business goals and my health goals. And I really wanted to share with you so that you can have some success next year too. And so we're going to be starting by doing this, what we call the three R's. And so for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to use exercise as an example, but you should be able to really do this for all of your resolutions or goals for this upcoming year. And so many people jump into the new year by saying that they will exercise more or they will work out 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week. So while this is a fabulous goal to try to get to, if you haven't worked out at least, you know, in the last 6 months or so, or you haven't been doing this regularly, you're going to be overwhelmed by the time you need to put into your schedule, the possible delayed onset muscle soreness you might have, and just how tired or sick you might feel mid-workout because you haven't done it in so long, right? So just working out more isn't a specific goal. It's very general. And then working out 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week might not really be realistic for you if you haven't been doing it for a long time. So here's how we approach it instead. So the first R is realistic. We want to create realistic goals. If you haven't worked out in a while, you don't need to jump into that recommended 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week. You want to start small and change the goals as you succeed. So for some of you, that might mean just 5 to 15 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week. For others of you, it would be as simple as taking a family walk every evening after dinner. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be realistic and doable so that when you meet your goal, you can then decide if you're ready to increase it and make the challenge a little bit harder, right? The next R is reward. The next thing that happens that's really big with goal setting that my mentor taught me is to reward yourself. It's no fun to accomplish a goal and not feel the reward. It doesn't make your brain want to try it again. So to make sure that your goals, you want to make sure that your goals are proportional, your rewards are proportional to the goals that you set. So say initially you thought you would try working out again after you got a new pair of shoes or yoga mat. Instead, create your small goal and give yourself a small reward. even if it's as simple as a yoga mat. The new wardrobe will be needed as a reward when you hit the bigger goal. And then as you get even, you know, stronger, then you can create an even bigger reward. So I promise, you know, we want to start having these huge rewards for ourselves, but we want to make sure that the rewards are proportional to the goals that we're hitting. And so create the realistic goal, set up the proportional reward, meet the realistic goal, and then reward yourself. And then you feel your reward. Make sure all your cells know what it feels like to be successful so that you can and want to do it again. And then now the third R is restart. So now that you've met your goal, you get to restart. Make it just a little bit bigger and the reward a little bit bigger. Continue to do this and eventually you'll get to your big goal. There's no rush to get to the final result, and I promise your body appreciates the time you're giving it to adapt to all the changes. So here's another thing. If you didn't make your goal, it's totally okay. Just restart and do it again the next week with the same reward. The good thing about New Year is that it's just an overglorified Monday morning, right? That means you have 51 more of them this year. And so you have to be realistic with your goals. You have to reward yourself and you have to restart the process. That's how you keep getting better and better and succeeding at having your goals. Your keys to success in reaching your goals this year. So I hope those were very helpful tips for you. All you have to do is think about those three R's, the realistic, the reward, and the restart. And the big goals that you have for next year can be broken down into tiny little chunks and worked up to over the course of those 52 weeks. That's all I have for today. I hope that you learned something new and you have some useful information to improve your health. Don't take life too seriously. Stress makes everything worse. Enjoy this week. Enjoy New Year's Eve. Be as best as you can, and I will catch you in 2 weeks in 2021. I'm so excited. In the meantime, purposefully live all out and reach out for help if you need it. I'm here for you.